Do you love a Target run? Wouldn't it be better with a 10% discount in stores and at Target.com, plus an additional 20% off fruits, veggies, Simply Balanced products, and C9 gear? As a Target team member, you'll get these great discounts plus competitive pay. Target is hiring full-time warehouse workers starting at $17.80 an hour and packers starting at $15.34 an hour, plus an additional $1 per hour through December 22nd at our distribution center in Chambersburg. All eligible distribution center new hires will receive a one-time $1,000 sign-on bonus after 90 days. Apply online at Target.com/careers. Target is an equal opportunity employer and a drug-free workplace.
Hello, hello, and hello. I want to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one of you to a different identity. But before we get started, I want to let you know that this show is being brought to you by our good friends and media partners at May We Help You Radio. My name's Lawrence Jackson, and usually I am joined by my favorite cousin host, Pamela Mintz, but she is off tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and continue while she is enjoying her time off. We'll just kind of call it that. Listen, each week we share insight, we share perspective, but most of all, we share our experiences, and we do it because we want to show you the value of doing things differently. We believe that when you know better, you will do better, and better is exactly what we want you to be. Better in what you see, better in what you believe, and your better starts today. So once again, it is time to talk about it on this edition of A Different Identity. So usually this is the part where Pam takes over. And again, to those who know Pam and are connected to her on any of the social media platforms that she's on, please reach out. Just say hello, find out how she's doing, send some well wishes and all that good stuff her way. So basically, we usually start the show off by letting you know that we do have a very active Facebook page, and that page, for those who are not active members, is called A Different Identity Talk Radio Show. If you are a member of Facebook, why don't you go ahead and send us a member request? We'll go ahead and get that approved and get you on. We talk about a myriad of things. We talk about food. We talk about relationships. We talk about memes. We talk about just conversation starters, just things to get people thinking, to get you thinking, and we would love to hear from you. We would love for you to be a part of our group and be a part of what we do here on a weekly basis. For those who are not on social media or any of the platforms, you can also send to us requests for show topics, any feedback that you may hear on the program to adifferentidentity@gmail.com. Again, our email address is adifferentidentity@gmail.com. Again, you can send us feedback. You can send us, again, requests of things that you want us to talk about. You can even send some information regarding experiences that you had that you would maybe like for us to put out to the group and find out what kind of feedback they would provide or give relating to that particular topic. So as many of you know, we've taken a couple of weeks and just to kind of regroup and just to kind of refresh a little bit, but we're certainly back in the saddle again every Thursday from 8 to 9 coming to you to talk about some things that are going on. And so tonight's conversation, again, what does love cost? And before we kind of get into that, I wanted to kind of start to show off, you know, let me say this. I have the wonderful privilege and opportunity because of what we do on a different identity. Pam and I have the opportunity to talk to people about specific things that are going on with them, whether it's general, whether it's a friend or whatever. And I say it's a wonderful opportunity. One, in just speaking for myself personally, I never take for granted people who trust you with information, right? And so I call it a wonderful opportunity of being able to enter into someone's life or enter into someone's space or enter into someone's experience and really get a times of the good, the bad, the ugly. But it's a wonderful opportunity, and it's the thing that fuels us. It's the thing that fuels what we do on this show, to try and bring you great information, to try and bring you things that people are talking about. Sometimes people don't talk about, but they're asking about. And so one of the questions that was brought to my attention today was about ghosting. And so I kind of wanted to start the show off on that. And, you know, I told the person, I was like, hey, I don't really know about that. And she was basically saying to me, why do people do that? You take the time to meet a person, you go through all of these things, and now you just seem to disappear. And so my comments or my feedback on that particular subject matter is that something happened. And a lot of times, and so as we got a little bit deeper into the conversation, she asked the question of why people don't say, if you know that there's something wrong with me, why not tell me? If you recognize a behavior or something of that nature that is not pleasing to you, why not just tell me? And, you know, I begin to think about it, and I think I mentioned it on the show before. We had a young lady who called in, and she began to share with us that she met this really nice gentleman, and I think it was the first date, and they just happened to go out. And she said when they came out of the restaurant, I guess they were walking each other to each other's car, and he noticed that the guy had a flat tire. And so she decided in that moment, like, hey, we had a great day. We had a great conversation. I'll stick around with him just to kind of make sure he's okay, which is definitely a very, very noble gesture. And as time went on, and I guess he called for AAA, and in a reasonable amount of time, no one showed up. And so as he began to call back to AAA or whoever that particular service was through to help get his car serviced, his attitude changed. And she talked about how he handled another person, whoever was on the other end of that phone, how he was very fussy and cussing and all of those different things that go along with that. And she said that she realized in that particular moment of watching how he addressed someone else, that that one day could be her. And then that particular moment, she decided that she wasn't going to talk to him anymore. One example that I know of I guess someone being ghosted, even myself being the victim of being ghosted at one time, which was pretty funny. But let me just ask the question and see if anybody wants to call in and provide some feedback on just that example alone. And just give us a call, 646-652-2512. Just press the number 1. Let my engineer know that you want to join tonight's conversation. But that's our introduction tonight. We're talking about ghosting. And so in a situation like that, what would you do? Would you think that this particular person – Was it the pressure of making a good impression. And now he realizes he has a flat tire that makes him go in this direction, you know, to begin to use profanity and begin to demean and degrade whoever was on the other end of the phone. And if that was you, how would you deal with that particular situation? Right? So that's my introductory question tonight. Again, if you have you want to join the conversation, you can. If you're on the phone, just go ahead and hit one. If not, then we'll continue on. And just like I mentioned, you know, I was the victim of being ghosted one time, which was kind of funny to me. I think that I was introduced to someone and they kind of found out about my religious affiliation, we'll just say. They found out that, you know, I was a Christian and, you know, I was very active in ministry, and I guess they were not used to dealing with someone on that level. But the funny thing to me, and I'm chuckling trying to kind of hold it back, they found out that I was involved in ministry because someone called me Reverend. And I'm not a reverend, but someone, you know, there were people who referred to me as that. And in that particular moment, it caused her to, like, jump back. It caused her to kind of take a look. I don't know if it was, like, self-reflection or the fact that she was drinking a glass of wine in that particular moment. But it certainly, in that moment, made matters very uncomfortable, which was, again, just kind of funny to me. Under the same token, but again, right after that, she never reached out again. I never heard from her again. I think till one day, at that particular time, it was years ago, I happened to work for an organization where we service hospitals, and she worked in a hospital. I happened to see her, and quickly she said hello and went on about her way. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But again, if anyone has any comments, you know, related to ghosting or how you would handle a situation like that where you feel like someone, you know, you notice a behavior, you notice something about them. Do you bring it to their attention? Do you just say, hey, that's something that I don't want to deal with, or I'm not comfortable with, and you let them know? Or you just say to yourself, I'm not dealing with this, and you never talk to them again? So again, you know, I'll just kind of wait a moment here to see if anybody has any questions or, you know, want to come on and share a particular experience in regarding that. So it looks like I do have a brave caller. Ms. Trina, how are you tonight?
Hey, Lawrence, how are you?
I have no complaints. How about you?
All is well.
Good, good. So do you have a question or comment about ghosting?
I have a comment about the example
I'm in trouble.
You gave. You're not in trouble.
Talk to me.
Well, I do feel that ghosting can be very uncomfortable because, in essence, you're leaving a person hanging.
Okay.
At the same time, it can be perceived as a blessing in disguise because, essentially, that person decided for whatever reason you're not for them, and then, therefore, their ghosting caused your time not to be wasted. So it can be looked at in that way as well. With the situation that you described, the young lady, it's not a whole lot of information. I had a lot of questions just listening to the example, but all in all, I wonder if maybe she jumped the gun too fast. I mean, you know, somebody was really nice at one point. They had a good conversation. He comes outside, the tire is flat. I don't know, you know, how much that frustrated or irritated him or what the exchange was from the other person on the other end.
Right.
If she liked him, she could have, you know, continued to communicate with him and just kept an eye out on that. If she was concerned about whether he has a temper or not, and if that would be an issue later on, she could have just kept an eye out on it to see if there's a pattern, you know, because maybe it's not. On the flip side, we all have situations that come up that can grind our gears and maybe make us not seem so nice. There's somebody designed to be able to handle every part of you. So, I mean, if she felt like, oh, no, this might happen to me, it may not. But it just seemed like she moved too fast, I think.
Okay. And, you know, kind of one of the things that I thought about, even in that, if you don't mind staying with me, one of the things I thought about in that particular scenario was this person could have possibly been a victim of some sort of abuse. And again, and just like you saying, maybe jumping a gun, maybe looking to protect herself and saying, even in that, this ain't something that I want to participate in. Again, if you have been through that, you notice the signs. And so I think that everybody, and I say it all the time, everyone's nice in the beginning because you're trying to get to know, you're trying to find your flow, you're trying to identify chemistry with this person and seeing if there are commonalities and values and all of those different things. But you really, really find out the essence of a person in the heat of a moment. And I think even in that particular moment, she noticed an imbalance. And again, as the person I was having a conversation with today indicated that, you know, she had a similar situation, but it wasn't to that particular magnitude. It made her feel a certain way. That all of a sudden, this person is interested in you. This person has not only expressed interest, but y'all have gone out, and then all of a sudden, they just disappear. And so for her, as she was saying to me, and maybe you can comment on it, she just needed the closure to not have to wonder why this person didn't call again, why they never had the opportunity to, or why she never got the opportunity to find out what was really wrong with her. And the interesting part to me, and I'll let you comment, the interesting part to me was this is something that happened years ago. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm surprised to hear that it has that much of a hold and impact on her even now, and maybe it's gotten in the way of her having something that she probably could have had by now. You know what I mean? She probably could have already been moved on in a relationship with something that she desires to have, but maybe she's so sabotaged just because she hasn't let this go. And see, I get the whole ghosting thing, and for some women, they need closure on everything. But sometimes a person's action, that is the closure you need. The fact that they were able to ghost you without any conversation, any respect to your feelings or anything, that's your answer. Well, what is it that you need to hear? They didn't have the courage to say, listen, you're nice, but I'm not interested, or whatever explanation they want to come up with. The point is someone who cares for you or your feelings, a gentleman or whatever, would at least extend that, the fact that you're not going to hear from me anymore. So you really don't need
a... Go ahead, finish.
You really don't need an explanation as to why someone had no regard for your feelings. Let them go.
Okay. You know, one of the interesting things that I think about, even in a situation like this, is, and, you know, the not exactly worst-case scenario, but what's the worst that could happen? And so when you think about that, when you think about people who have stalkers, and when you think about people who are now being harassed in some way, shape, or form by someone who possibly told them that they were no longer interested. And so... Is it better to just be ghosted so that now this person is gone from your space or from your life or from your scope, so to speak? Or do you run the risk of saying to them, hey, this is what's wrong with you, and now this person is possibly trying to do everything to now impress you or impress upon you that they're a different person, and they go about it the wrong way?
Okay. Well, you have to trust your gut instincts. You have to. And if you're sensing something and you communicate that to that individual and this is not, this arrangement is not going to work for you anymore and you made a decision, you have to be strong in your decision and not let them lure you back in the web by misrepresenting themselves to be something that they're not when you've already picked up on something, saw something, or heard something that told you who they really were. Now, if you want to give it a try again, then the consequences is on you. But if you stay strong in your decision and they can't handle that and they start acting crazy because of it, trying to make you stay, then that's when you have to be clear about what next moves are and you have to follow up. And that sounds like if you contact me again, some type of peace order, police, and then you really have to do it. Yeah, because there are some people out here like that. They can't take no for an answer. Takes me back to the young man over the summer that murdered that 20-year-old girl that said she didn't want to be with him anymore. And he just wanted one last conversation. Same thing. You can't, when you see that behavior, you can't play with people.
Yeah, I hear you. I definitely hear you. It just made me think about the story, What's Love Got to Do With It, where, you know, Tina had left Ike and she had gone on and started doing some new things, and all of a sudden she's leaving a session and he just shows up. And, you know, just saying, hey, I just want to talk to you for a minute. You know, I just, you know, he goes through all of these things. I miss you. You know, what you're doing ain't going to be the same without me. Like all of these different myriad of emotions. And so now in the heat of a moment, you really get to see who somebody is. So I'm torn in my Is ghosting necessary? Do you try and have a conversation? I'm the type of person that's going to try and have a conversation because here's the thing. I realize that people could be just having a bad day. They could be just having a bad moment, and maybe the frustration of him having a flat tire, the possible embarrassment, like, hey, I'm on a date, I'm, you know, vibing, I'm talking to somebody, and now I'm possibly inconveniencing her. You know, because she's sitting out here trying to wait for me, and I'm not getting the proper response. It could probably take somebody to that level. But again, the flip side of that is this, is how do you respond? Because even initially, you don't know what a person has been through. And traditionally, you don't find that out until later or in the latter parts of the relationship where that person is more comfortable sharing. They may tell you all of the good things that they have going on and all of that, but you really don't get the essence until that person is comfortable. And again, as far as like ghosting is concerned, do I now in this relationship landscape or climate want to run that risk? And you know, like I've had somebody to stalk me before. I've had somebody to be waiting in the parking lot as I'm leaving work. I've had somebody be parked outside of my house when I get home with gifts and presents and all of these different things. And it was like, oh, my gosh, they're not getting it.
Honestly, I think ghosting is immature.
And I
think it brings about more problems. And the reason why I say that is because I do think there needs to be a conversation. I understand that our culture is changing the way people do things, but there needs to be a conversation. That's the era I come from. Now, will everybody agree with the conversation? Will they try to keep you on the phone for an additional 5 hours? Maybe. Will they show up with gifts like in your situation, still trying to force it? Maybe. But then that's when you start setting clear boundaries. You shift. At this point, I'm not being considerate of your feelings now. At this point, I'm doing whatever I deem necessary to protect myself.
Yeah.
And I say that because now I don't ghost people. You know it's getting ready to happen because I've dropped hints. So
yeah.
Nobody can accuse me of ghosting or anything like that. I may have said, maybe you talk about something too early and getting to know somebody that I feel is uncomfortable and inappropriate. So I haven't cut you off, but I've at least dropped a dime that you're making me uncomfortable or I'm beginning to look at you a certain way because of this conversation you're having too soon or trying to have. And that happened again. Now, if they want to call it ghosting because they won't hear from me again, then fine. But you know why, because I put it out there.
I hear you. Well, let me just be clear. In this situation where the person was showing up at my job, I did not ghost them.
Okay.
They made a comment, and the comment was in regards to, I don't think we should be together. So I was like, okay, so be it. And so that's when that began. So, look, I got to go to a quick commercial break. Tonight, maybe you can help me walk through this, what does love cost? Do you mind doing that for me?
Okay. I'll do my best.
If you can't, then, I understand. I'm going to tell Pam on you. Listen,
I hope she heard that.
She probably on the line. I know she probably listened. Listen, one of tonight's sponsors is Audible.com. They are a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. You can listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want, and you can get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com. Make sure you use the /MWHYLLC. Folks, we're off to a good start. We just got finished talking about ghosting. I got to take a quick commercial break, so stay with us. But when we come back, we're going to get into what does love cost. And I want to kind of break that down and kind of talk through that. I got Ms. Trina who's joining me on the line tonight. Thank you so much. Again, if you have questions and comments, give me a call, 646-652-2512. Press the number 1. Let my engineer know that you're on the line and you want to join tonight's conversation. I'm going to run to this quick commercial break, but I'll be back after this.
Debonair Entertainment is your full-service entertainment company. We feature bands, DJs, classical ensembles, and more. Whether you're planning your wedding company event, mitzvah, or birthday celebration, Debonair Entertainment has the perfect act for you. We also offer photo booth rentals to accent your event. Call us today at 804-690-7682 or contact us on the web at debonairentertainmentinc.com. Debonair Entertainment, your party starts here.
If you're the parent of a child with behavioral challenges that has been suspended, expelled, or just not able to make it in a traditional school setting, there is an alternative. Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Licensed and accredited grades K through 12, call 804-321-2595. Financial assistance and after-school programs are available. Let's turn this school year around right now at the Metropolitan Day School, where eagles soar. Call Ms. Thomas today, 804-321-2595.
In a fast-paced world, getting your message heard everywhere can still be a challenge if you're not connecting to your target audience. Allow MWHY Radio to assist you in getting your message heard on social media, video, digital magazines, on apps, and on our broadcast network. MWHY Radio's broadcast listeners tune in online through 10 terrestrial stations on iHeartRadio and during live events. Visit our Fiverr page for special offers throughout the summer to assist you in jumpstarting your advertising needs. That's www.fiverr.com/MWHY Radio. FIVERR.com/MWHY Radio.
Woo!
folks, welcome back to A Different Identity Up Close and Personal with Lawrence and the still vacationing Pam. Again, if you have the opportunity and you know her on any of the social media platforms, please reach out to her, send her some well wishes, some waves, and all of that good stuff. Pam, if you are listening, which you probably are, our thoughts and definitely our prayers are with you as you are getting better. That's what we want you to do. So listen, folks. Love has been misinterpreted, misconceived, miscommunicated to some of us by most of us. And so we enter into relationships with high expectation and sometimes very low preparation. And so when you talk about low preparation yet high expectation, that's what led me to our topic tonight is what does love cost? And for some strange reason, I heard this song in my head by Jennifer Lopez that says, "Love don't cost a thing." And it really made me think about, does it? And just so happened to have a conversation with my wife, and she began to share with me one of her Facebook friends posted this post where it talked about her dating someone, and this person was dating someone else. During the conversation or some of the posts that she read to me, this person began to break down all of these different things, and they talked about, you know, we got the same gifts, we got a myriad of things, but whatever she got, I got. But at the end of it, I guess when they found out about each other, after they had a conversation, after the conversations about him took place, she did some things. And I guess trying to, whether it was slander or smear or basically try to tarnish this person as a person. And what through that scenario, I saw a bunch of different things that kind of came out through this particular post. And even though this person tried to smear or tarnish this other person, the person that they were dealing with, from the tone of the post, loving him cost her something. And so when I think about it, I begin to ponder a little bit, and I thought about this, that there are things that we learn, and then there are things that we have to learn to live with, right? And so in this particular scenario, in this particular case, and Trina, again, you can jump in whenever you want, something happened. She talked about the gifts. She talked about the time. She talked about the different experiences once she found out. And so this is kind of where I want to lean towards tonight when we talk about what does love cost. I think love affects three major areas of your life, right? It affects your time. It affects your ability. And it affects your capacity. And even in that post, these things kind of stood out to me, that this person felt like it was now a waste of time, it was now a waste of her ability, and it was now a waste of her capacity. And not only a waste of her capacity, but it seems like, again, reading or hearing the tone of what she posted, her capacity was diminished. So before I go on from that, Trina, I want to see if you have any comments or feedback about what I just shared.
I think what you said was very interesting. Her capacity was affected. So is she saying her ability to love again, or?
Well, according to the post, it didn't really seem like she was talking about again. Like, I think she was hurt in that particular moment. I mean, she started off the note really, really strong about, "I don't care, I'm going to share this. I'm going to say what I want to say. And it's amazing to me, and then I'll turn it back over to you. It always puzzles me. I won't say it's amazing, but it always kind of puzzles me of people who post events on social media or things of that particular magnitude. But then I had to kind of open myself up and say, what are they looking for? Or what are they trying to say? Or who are they trying to reach? So in this particular example, to me, it seemed like she just needed to get it out with no interruption, with nobody saying, well, you should do this or you should do that. I think we all have that moment where we just want to let the world know that we're hurt. And you don't want to, you know, and again, I think she prefaced it by saying, you know, you can unfriend me, you can say or do whatever you want. I need to get this out. And that's what I heard in that particular moment. Is social media the best medium to get it out? Probably not. But again, if I don't have a strong support system, if I don't have a person in place where I can lay that burden on, right, I'm going to take to the next best thing. And so I felt like even in that, she was still trying to tell the person, I'm hurt. And, you know, all of the things that go with it. But go ahead. Let me hear what you got to say.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that she was still trying to tell the person that she's hurt. And unfortunately, social media is a virtual journal now, a virtual diary. Things we wouldn't dare tell the whole world become a norm now for some people. And the other thing is she may be connected to that individual still on social media. And that could be her way of still saying, you know, some things that she wasn't able to get out. Or they may have mutual friends that she's betting on someone returning the information or, you know, telling that man what she's writing about or what she's saying. It's still a form of not being finished and still needing to get it out. Because otherwise... what would be the reason to just say all of that out there?
Yeah,
and I believe that's the reason.
I like the analogy that you gave of a virtual journal because, you know, it's funny to me. Sometimes you see people who are like, hey, I'm about to go in the shower. Hey, I'm about to go to church. Hey, I'm about to go to the gym. Hey, I'm, you know, like all of those things, which in its own space is very interactive with people. It kind of lets people know the things that you're doing. Like a lot of people that I follow on social media, if I'm happen to be looking through and I notice something, it becomes a conversation piece to me. But in this particular scenario, like, what do you say to this person? Or what would you say to this person who is now dealing with this particular scenario, this particular situation, where all in all, they're just hurt?
Well, what I usually see in situations like that, because I've seen them before, people will either encourage that person, tell them how wonderful they are, how much scum the other person is, anything to make them feel better about themselves, so that they won't be stuck or feel alone. Then I've seen the other side. People would give their opinion about what she posts. And usually that person is defensive, saying they're basically arguing with you about the comment you left. Some people post these scenarios, situations, their thoughts, their feelings, and when people respond to it, they really don't want you to respond. They don't tell you that, you know, because some people will post something and say, and this is not for debate, or I'm not interested in anybody's opinion, just need to vent. But other people don't say that. So you think they're looking for a conversation, and it can go left. So I usually stay away from situations like that. If it's someone I know well and I think their post is odd for them or is concerning to me, I may send a personal message. Hey, are you okay? Something
right.
safe like that. So even if they ignore me or whatever, only them and I know.
Okay. So let me ask you this, and just like you said, you know, you have people who post for certain reasons. I noticed that you talked about the other parts of it, you know, of just I need to get this out or I need to vent. Do you think they're looking for attention?
That too. That too.
Okay.
Yep, that's a lot of the time.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, even thinking about what does love cost, like, I look at two different things. I look at the mind and then I look at the heart. And, again, just like I mentioned at the top of the show, having the opportunity to sometimes talk to people and really enter into their intimate space. And, you know, I always say I appreciate that because people don't have to trust you with that kind of information and you know, entering into that personal space. But I look at the mind and the heart. And so when I start thinking about what love costs, it's we talked about it being the time, ability, and capacity, but the other part of it is the emotional side of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The peace of mind, the peace of mind that's now interrupted by heartache, or the peace of mind that's interrupted by heartbreak, and then where that goes. You now have a scenario, and just given the what we talked about, person is affected in their esteem, and
mm-hmm.
and so for a person who says, hey, I just need to vent, or I just need to get this off my chest, or just get it off of me. Just like you said, if it's a person that you know well, you reach out. If it's a person that you don't know really, really well, you kind of reserve your comments or you just kind of take a look at it and that be that.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side of that or the other side of that is this person is affected by something. And just like I gave in the scenario earlier, where you have a person that now holds on to this for a long period of time, where they are possibly afraid to enter into new relationships or, you know, like I think it was like a year or so ago, and maybe not that long, but people had this little saying of no new friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand what, and do you know anything about that you could speak to? Because I'm really not well versed on that. Do you know anything about the whole no new friends?
Yes, I've heard people make the comment. I have been invited to an event, a dinner party, saying it, suggesting that if you're not in the inner court, and just know you're not going to get in there because there's no new friends. So, yes, I'm familiar with the term. And
okay.
It's interesting because basically people are saying these are the group of people that know me well. We've been through a lot together. I don't want to learn anybody new. I don't want to take the chance that you might disappoint me later, so I'm going to stay where I'm comfortable. Here's my issue with no new friends. That's fine, but then you just limiting yourself.
Right.
You're limiting yourself and how far you can go in your life. You don't know what connection is your next blessing. You don't know you know, what relationship is going to propel you forward to where you're supposed to be. You just don't know. And you basically said you're not interested. You don't want it. You closed yourself off. You've closed yourself off to people that know you that might disappoint you later anyway, because we're all fallible.
Right.
I think it's ridiculous.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, listen, I gotta take another quick commercial. But again, if you can, just go ahead and stay with me as we kind of wrap up here. But let me say this, folks. If you're on the line and you have a question, you have a comment that you want to share in regards to tonight's conversation, if you have a scenario that you would like for us to talk through, give us a call, 646-652-2512. Just press the number 1, let my engineer know that you are on the line and you want to join tonight's conversation. Adam and Eve is one of the nation's largest marketers of adult products, with millions of satisfied customers in the United States and all over the world. They were founded in 1971, and Adam and Eve is one of the oldest names in the rapidly evolving adult industry. To learn more about Adam and Eve and their products, why don't you visit our sponsor page at MWHYRadio.com. Again, MWHYRadio.com. Again, folks, I hope that you are enjoying tonight's conversation. We're talking about what does love cost, affecting your time, affecting your ability, affecting your capacity. Again, if you have a question or comment, 646-652-2512, press the number 1. You can also go to MWHY Radio, and there's a page there for a different identity. If you don't not comfortable in coming on the line, you can send questions and comments through that particular page as well. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break, and I will be right back after the commercial.
Looking for fun, fashionable jewelry? Go online to JB.com, where you'll find everything you want, from classy to trendy to boho chic, all in one place. JB.com has everything a girl would want at prices you'll love. We add new items daily to keep it fresh and exciting. Go to JAEBEE.com today and enter your email for 20% off your first order. That's JAEBEE.com.
If you were designing the perfect dating site, what would you include? A private voice or video chat room? A private photo gallery and profile area? How about matches based on similar interests? And to keep it special, you could add profile blocking, no third-party intervention, spam protection, and even monthly drawings for great prizes and more. That's exactly what you'll find at milesapart.dating. Visit milesapart.dating today and get a free one-year membership while they last. That's milesapart.dating.
Brought to you by
on the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on May We Help You Radio Network.
So on the May We Help You Radio Network.
MWHY Radio Network.
May We Help You Radio.
On the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network, the network that helps you.
Hey folks, welcome back to A Different Identity, Up Close and Personal with Lawrence and Trina. Pam's filling tonight. I'm sure she's super excited about you being on. You know, definitely not taking her place, but kind of helping to keep the show going, so to speak. So listen, right. folks, again tonight we're talking about what love costs. And so I'm going to give you another scenario, Trina, and see what you think about it. So again, just kind of talking through some information that people have shared with me. So this person began to share with me about a person that they had been in a relationship with, and they began to talk about how this person went off and basically married somebody else and told them that it was their fault that they went off and married somebody else. And I pause for your feedback.
What's the question?
Again, this person told this other person, like, hey, the reason why I married somebody else was, you know, I still love you, I still care about you, but the reason why I married this other person was because of you.
Okay, and congratulations to you. And when that don't work, because that's some mess, don't come back this way because the door is closed. That's all.
So if that was presented to you, do you ask questions? Do you try and figure it out? Do you, like, what do you do? And let me say it like this. How do you process that emotionally?
You know, first of all, I'm not going to let anybody damage my self-esteem like that by trying to convince me that they left me high and dry and broke my heart and chose somebody else because of me. Because if that's the case, if the love was there, shouldn't we have had a discussion, a conversation, tried to work something out? Because you don't just up and find somebody else to marry like that. So you were already doing your thing. Now, if we have had a conversation and things still aren't changing to your liking, and you know you just can't live with that, and this person can't seem to stop or change it, then that's already a discussion that was made as well. So, you know, yeah, you still may be hurt if you find out later, hey, they moved on and they got married to somebody, but it shouldn't be a situation where it is. That situation sounds like I left you last week and I'm walking down the aisle this week. That's what that situation sounds like. And so in a situation like that, you don't entertain that. You don't let anybody try to kill your self-esteem. You don't need to ask them any questions. You need to run them off your telephone and tell them to lose your number. Now, I do think that, you know, because we're human, and as a woman, in your own private time, you might want to ask yourself some questions. You might want to look and see, did you ignore some red flags? Were there some patterns? Were there some things you could have done differently or some things you accepted that you shouldn't have? But those are conversations you have with yourself. No point in having that conversation with him because he's already made a commitment to somebody else. So, you know, I wouldn't expose my wound to him. Mm-mm.
Okay. I just thought that was interesting because, again, having a conversation with this person, to me it seemed like they were still in that place, like they haven't moved forward. And, you know, what I begin to explain to them is, it seems like it's costing you more than it's costing him. Because from his perspective, he is now taking someone to his side, but still is kind of leaving the door open, where I think that door should be closed. I guess my concern, even in considering what does love cost, from both scenarios that we've had the opportunity to talk about tonight, again, is the emotional part of it. And the emotional part of where a person physically moves forward, they age, they get older, but from a mental and an emotional state, they stay in that moment. And just like I mentioned in the first segment, of having that closure. And so in both scenarios, both of these scenarios, we have people who are reaching, whether it's for attention or whether it's for closure. And again, as I mentioned, when we started talking about love being misinterpreted or misconceived or miscommunicated by people who have these very high expectations but yet low preparation, but here's the other part of it is and I want to make sure I say this correctly, but they have a low closure rate. And what I mean by that is I've now been involved with all of these people. I've now had this ton of experiences. I've now had these things that, as I mentioned before, that there are things that we learn, but then there's things that we have to learn to live with. How do I live with not having closure? How do I live with someone saying to me, well, it's your fault that I didn't stay. It's your fault that I took on somebody else. Or the scenario that we gave in the beginning of the show that's saying the same conversations you had with her, you had with me. The same gifts that you gave her, you gave me. That begins to weigh on you. And so I take these particular moment, or I take this moment to release yourself, to realign, to recalibrate, but more importantly, anything that's going to hold you to a place, anything that's going to hold you to a position, anything that's going to hold you in a posture, and I'm gonna put my wife on blast really, really quickly here because she likes this word bondage. Mm-hmm. And bondage is being held against your will, mm-hmm. against your will to move forward, or even in your mind, like you have been trained to stay. And so for that person who might be listening, and we jokingly but seriously talk about these particular issues that were brought to my attention, it's important that that people understand that there's a state that goes with it, right? And the state is the mind, the state is the heart, which lets you know, despite what Jennifer Lopez says, love does cost something. It affects your time. It affects your ability, as I mentioned earlier. It affects your capacity. There's an emotional value. There's a mental value. And there was a quote that said, and I want to read it very, very quickly, that says, relationships, right, sink when there are too many passengers. And so who do you have on your ship? Are they moving you forward or are they holding you back? Even if it's a significant other, are they really helping to push you forward? Are they really helping you to get over and get past and get through those things? So, again, I say take these moments as an evaluation, right? Where are you? Not even worry about the other person, but where are you? What does your landscape look like? What does peace of mind look like for you? And what do you need to do to get past it? Because at the end of the day, as my good friend Trina talked about, the social media platform being a virtual journal, are you writing this and still living with it? Sometimes you got to go through to get through. And that's what I want you to know. Folks, I'm out of time, but never out of things to talk about. I appreciate every single one of you who thought it not robbery to join the show tonight. So I send a special thanks to everyone who is on the line, comments or no comments. I thank you so very much for joining us. I will see you next week, Thursday from 8 to 9. Ms. Trina, a special, special, special shout out to you for joining me in tonight's conversation. As always, I appreciate you very, very much. I look forward to your elevation. I did get that message, and I certainly look forward to your elevation. Pam, I know you're listening. get better, feel better. Folks, we'll see you the next time on A Different Identity, when we believe, as we believe, that when you know better, you will do better. Good night, everybody.